1079, the act to revise certain provisions relating to the provision of deposits of financial institutions. Proponents? Senator Munson, you want to make any comments?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. House Bill 1079 would effectively decrease the amount of pledged securities that are required by financial institutions for public deposits. And I hadn't planned to speak on this, although I'm the prime sponsor in the House, but the important thing about this bill is that when banks pledge securities to protect public deposits, this is the only deposit within financial institutions that banks are able to protect over and above the $100,000 insurance coverage that's provided by the FDIC. Years ago, during a period of downturn in our economy, it was felt that public deposits should be protected not dollar for dollar, but 110%. And at that time, we felt that was a legitimate thing to do to provide a level of comfort to the school districts, the counties, the cities, and any other public entity that maintained deposits in financial institutions. We still want those deposits protected, but I feel that the 110% requirement is excessive when you take into consideration that those deposits are already insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC. So this is over and above. The banks have a responsibility to file with the state treasurer in the state of South Dakota the pledging that they have made to these public deposits. And this report is filed on a quarterly basis. In a small bank such as I ran up until 2 years ago, we filed this report and we were never under-pledged for public deposits. And that's typical of any bank that is in the state of South Dakota. They will pledge more because you don't know what kind of variance you will have in the deposits from public institutions. There are some banks in the state that, because they are the only bank in the county, will have a substantial amount of deposits from public entities. So when you talk about the difference between 100% pledge and 110% pledge, you're talking about a lot of money. And when you take that excess, say it's $300,000, $500,000, is what you're doing is you're taking that money out of the cash account, buying bonds, which you then pledge to the public deposits, depriving that financial institution of making loans within their community. And thus the reason that I think that we need to reduce this pledging requirement from the 110 back down to the 100%. I think it's a good bill, and I hope that you can support it, and I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Broderick. Any questions of Representative Broderick? Questions of the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Other proponents, 1079.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Bob Sutton with the South Dakota Bankers Association. Thank you to Representative Broderick for being in the room and getting put on the spot. He did a fine job. Public deposits are very important to the financial institutions of this state. They're sizable in many cases. They're stable. They're there when you need them. They fluctuate from time to time during the year, and those fluctuations are taken care of with the pledging requirements that we have. But for the most part, they're a very stable source of dollars that we can use to lend out in our communities. As Representative Broderick mentioned, we are required to pledge 110% for every dollar that we have on the books of public deposits. We're talking about public deposits. We're talking about city, county, school, and state dollars. Some of the banks in the state, and I can use one as an example, a small ag bank in Faith, South Dakota, has somewhere in a neighborhood of $4 million in public deposits. Now, while not a large institution, $4 million is a significant amount of money. And they are required, as a result of this law, to have on their books $4.4 million of collateral pledged against that. That extra $400,000 is what we're talking about. Those dollars could be used to make ag loans, they could be used to make Main Street business loans, they could be used to make car loans and home loans, and right now they're required by law to make sure that they have a 10% cushion to protect the public money. I think it is important to point out that the public dollars would still be protected at a full 100%. And as Representative Broderick mentioned, the quarterly report forms that are filed with the the State Treasurer's Office are done quarterly, but more importantly, banks take care of their pledging requirements much more frequently than that, certainly monthly and in many cases on a weekly basis, because if an examiner comes in and an examination is done, you do not want to be in a situation where you are not properly pledged for the public deposits that your financial institution holds. I can tell you that we had several meetings prior to the legislative session starting. We met with the South Dakota Municipal League. We met with the folks from the county, and we met with the folks from the Associated School Boards. None of them had any concerns about taking this bill down to 100%. We also had a conversation with the State Treasurer's Office, and I'm not speaking on his behalf, but they're a sizable customer, if you will, of several financial institutions in the state, and they certainly were supportive of not taking it below 100%, but going from 110 to 100. So I say that and let you know that the fluctuations that occur in the marketplace with public deposits would be covered, because when we review these, we adequately make sure, and in most cases even more than 100%, even today, even more than 110%, just to make sure that if there's a spike or a drop, we're not in a situation where we have not covered the public funds adequately with pledging requirements. With that, Mr. Chairman, I am finished, and I certainly would urge your support and answer any questions.
Questions? Senator Whiting.
Well, wouldn't the additional 10% normally be a reasonable cushion for the spikes that you talk about?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, it would be a reasonable cushion if we did not, Senator Whiting, when we started the 110% pledging requirement, we did not have reporting forms, and we're not required to meet monitoring as we are today. So there was a time when you really needed that 10%. The spikes that happen typically are on a very calculated time frame, especially with county government, well, with anyone anymore, because they come in the times when property taxes are paid. You can tell those days, you know when they're going to be, and that's adequately taken care of by the pledging, so you're covered. The 100% would certainly cover those spikes, because we know typically they're going to be on a day in April and a day in October, and that covers all the public entities that we handle.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, on that same line, Mr. Sutton, do they respond with their collateral requirements on the same day that it comes in then, or is it, as you said, on a weekly basis or monthly basis? I mean, how quickly is the...
It's a good question, Mr. Chairman, if I may. It would depend bank by bank, Senator Bogue, but typically you're not going to get in a situation with your regulator and your examiner to get caught in a position where you're not properly pledged. These deposits are too important, and regulators can literally show up at any time, especially an FDIC examiner or an examiner from the State Division of Banking. So they're going to be prepared, and if the spikes come, they will adequately reserve for those and adequately pledge for those influx of deposits to make sure that if the FDIC examiner shows up the next morning at 8, the first place, and this is not an exaggeration, they go is to the public funds files to make sure that you're properly pledged.
Senator Valesky.
Senator Bolt's question was the same question.
Other questions from the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sutton. Other proponents of 1079? Proponents 1079. Are there opponents to 1079? Opponents to 1079. Seeing none, we will close the discussion and action to committee. Senator Bogue.
Second.
It has been, motion was made by Senator Bogue and seconded by Senator Whiting on a do pass motion for House Bill 1079. All in favor signify by saying aye. All opposed say nay, and the secretary will call the roll.
Bogue.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye. House Bill 1079 will go to the floor, do pass.